Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Samachet, and we are holding on Samach Zayin Amud Beit in the middle of the sugya. And the sugya involves the understanding of Rabbi Yoshua in the previous Mishnah, which I'll leave at Rabbi Yoshua. There's no din of Me'ila in a case where a Chatas Ha'of was done Lemata with a Malika of a Chatas instead of an Oila, with a Hazoya of a Chatas instead of Mitzui, and with a Kavona L'Shem Chatat instead of L'Shem Ola. And the approach of Rav Ada Bar Ava is that the reason that you're not Me'il is because it actually became a Chatas. Once it becomes a Chatas, so now it has Heter L'Keyamim, and it's like any other Chatas that after all of it is brought, there's no din of Me'ila. That was the approach of Rav Ada Bar Ava in Rabbi Yoshua's logic. Now, the Gemara had a question from the Mishnah in Kinim. In a Mishnah in Kinim, we had one situation where there was a woman who brought together with another woman one cane, each one owed another one. Chatas was owed by one, and Oila was owed by the other. And then there was also a cane that was Setuma, which means we didn't define which carbon was which one was the Oila, which one was Chatas. And then there was a Mefureshet, where we did explain which one was the Oila and which one was the Chatas, but we did not say to whom it belonged. And over there, what happened is that the Kohen gives Mechza. He gives Chetzel Lamala and Chetzel Lamata. So the only one that's kosher, according to the Mishnah, was the Kain Setuma, but over there, by definition, a Kain Setuma, as long as one is Lamala, one is Lamata, whichever one was Lamata was the Chatas, and whichever one was Lamala was the Oila, and everything is fine. Problem is that according to the way Rav Ada Bar Ava understood Rabbi Yoshua, even the Mefureshet, obviously not the one where it was also defined that one was for Rachel and one was for Leah, but the Mefureshet was just explained that there would be this one is the Chatas, this one for the Oila, but not for which person. According to Rav Ada Bar Ava, what's the worst that could have happened there is that if the Oila was brought Lamata instead of the Chatas. But if it was brought Lamata instead of the Chatas, that was exactly the case in which Ola Ta'ov according to Rabbi Yoshua, the way Rav Ada Bar Ava explained him, that becomes a Chatas. And yet, what the Mishnah says, there's only two kosher birds. Why there's only two? According to Rav Ada Bar Ava, there's three kosher birds. That was our question. So we got now onto a tangent. And this is where we left off. And the tangent is, perhaps you'll say that the Mishnah in Kinim is not going on Libra of Yoshua. I want to prove to you that Mishnayot in Kinim are in fact authored by Rabbi Yoshua. And how am I going to prove that to you? By looking at the closing of the Masada, where Rabbi Yoshua gives the closing statement, so to speak, about what curious thing can be seen from the strange cases of Kinim. In order to get to that closing, really all of the following is irrelevant to the closing. However, in order to understand the closing, we're going to go through the Mishnah, which leads Rabbi Yoshua to make his comment. And the Mishnah goes like this. Ha'yishasha amra ha'rei alai kenim eleit zachar. A woman says, I am going to bring a cane, so a cane means two birds that are matched, as a gift, which of course can only mean olo, can bring in a gift of a chatas, if I have a boy. She ends up having a boy. So anyway, the Torah was b'chayev her in bringing echad le'ayla v'echad le'chatas, as a yoledet. So that's for sure she has to bring. Therefore, if she was yalda zachar, so now she has to bring shnei kinim. Achat le'nidra, one, which is kula oilois, is for her there. V'achat le'chovata, which was one le'ola and one le'chata. So she, basically, three birds for an oila, one bird for a chata. She gives these birds to a kohen, then that's what the kohen has to be careful to do. Shalosh le'mala. Now, and what about if the Kohen didn't ask what these birds are, and he naturally assumed that she was chayevet for two leidot, and he went ahead and treated them the way a standard cane of a yoledet is, and he did shtayim lamala v'shtayim lamata v'lonim lach, he didn't ask. So there, she's in trouble because one of her birds was pasul. She needed to bring an oila, and instead it was brought as a chata. So she has to bring another oila to make up for the one that was wrecked and turned into a chat. So tzrichashatevi od preda achat, and that additional bird will be brought lamala, and that way, instead of the four birds that would have potted her, she needs five birds. Now, this is only where we don't get into a problem of what kind of birds were given. They were all of the same kind. Now, since there's only two species that are kosher for the Mizbeah, and those are Torin and Bnei Yonah, so these are pigeons and doves, whatever the particular minim are, since the halacha is that when she's noder a kain, she has to match the birds, so now she's a little bit more complex if it's Shnei Minim. Because if it's Shnei Minim that were given to the Kohen, and he went ahead now and he brought them Achas Lamala, the Achas Lamata, so then she's got an additional problem. Because if Lamaisa, she also had said that she's going to be matching up, so now she's got to be able to match. But she doesn't know how to match. Because since over here the Kohen brought two, thinking that both of them were chova. So what would naturally happen is that the first one that was brought, that's going to be the chova. Always bring the chova first. The second one that the Kohen brought, the chova is one ola, one chata. So that the first pair that he brought was the chova. What's the problem? A cane is always matched. Either two turin or shnei b'nei yonah. You can't put together a tor and a b'nei yonah for your chova. Okay, so therefore, since she doesn't know which was which, so now she has to match up the one that was ruined, and she doesn't know which type was ruined. So since she had been noderet a king, and we don't know whether the one that was ruined and was brought as a chatas was a ben yonah, or was it a tor? So now, in order to be yotzei her oila, she has to bring one, but she doesn't know which one. Since she doesn't know which one, she's going to have to bring two. One tor and one ben yonah, and that way she's for sure matching them up. So this is getting her even more into trouble. There's no tznai. She said, I am bringing a neder besides my chovah. And she gives the Kohen two kinim. And we don't know which of those kinim he ended up bringing her for her neder, which would have been the first one, and which one he was bringing her for her, for her chovah, which was the first one, and which one was her neder, which was the second one, and the second one, whichever one it was, he ruined one of the oilas. So now we have to bring another oila to match that oila, but we don't know what it was. We don't know whether it was a tor or a ben yonah. So we're going to have to bring one tor and one ben yonah, both of them olot, to match whatever Ola had been brought by the Kohen as a chatas lamat. Are not matched. They're not a cane. They're two predot. She doesn't need to make a try. She just, by definition, she's covered. I owe either a Torah or a Ben Yonah. A tnai you only make where you're not certain how it is, whether this is going to be a kosher bird or not. So if you mean a simple tnai of saying, if the one that I need to match was this, then this one is for the purpose of matching, and this one is I'm giving as a stam, and in order to make sure that she's not bringing a new nadav, in which case it wouldn't match, you can call that a tnai. Usually a tnai is more complex, la'alacha. She's just making it clear, I'm not bringing a new nadav, huh? I'm bringing one of them to match up, and the other one, whichever one it is, it should be now a new card. Fine. Now it starts getting more complicated. How about if we got up to the case, we're up to the case here of, you know, in the Tashma, it's very difficult when you come in late in Kinim, because it's almost impossible to keep up. But just in order to review, let's just read it again. Ishish amra harei alai keini meleit zachar, yalda zachar meviat shtegini, achat lidra v'achat l'chovata. So the simple case is, a woman commits herself to bringing a neder, a cane. If you bring a neder of a cane, it has to be two matched birds, both of which go to an ola. Obviously, she's chayevet anyway for her leida achova, which is one lechatat and one leola. So then what is supposed to be here is that three of these birds are an ola, one of them is a chatas. That's what the Kohen should have done. He didn't do that. Instead, he assumed that both of them were kinei chova, and he brought two birds for chatas and two birds for an ola. So who lo asa kein, el asa shtayim lamala v'shtayim lamata v'lo nimlach, he didn't ask, okay? In this case, she needs to make up for the missing ola bird that she had promised, and she has to bring one more prey. And of course, it would have to bring Lamala as an oil. Now, that's if we don't get into the further complication of needing to match it up, because you always need to have a matched cane. You can't just bring a bird. So the Eila has to be matched with another Eila. So that means it would have to be two Bnei Yonah, or two Torim, because she said Cain. Now, the problem is, if it was Mishnei Minim, suppose there were two Minim that were given to the Kohen. He assumed one group, one Cain that was Bnei Yonah, and one Cain that was Tor. He doesn't remember which one was brought first. Whichever one was brought first is the one that was brought for the Chovah, that was his intent. The second one was the one that was ruined, that was meant to be an Eila, and was brought for a Katas, one of them. But we don't know which one that was. In order for her to match up the missing Eila, she has to bring one Eila from a Tor and one Eila from a Ben Yonah. So there, she doesn't bring a Cain, but she brings Shtei Predot, two separate birds of two separate species, and she gives a gift of one bird. All of them, of course, would be Lamala as an Eila. So if there were Shnei Minim, now she's going to have to bring two to Matt. Now, what about, if even worse than that, she was Pirsha Nidra. She was Mefarish. When she said her neder, she said that I am going to bring an Eila Cain of, what did I say, Bnei Yonah or Torim? Darn it, I can't remember what I said. So now she doesn't even know what it was that she was supposed to bring, whether it was Torim or Bnei Yonah. And she gave two kinim to the Kohen, now of the same type, who went ahead and did exactly what we said. Achas lamala, v'achas lamata. In that case, she's going to have to bring now, to make up for what's missing, she's going to have to bring more than she brought before, because she has to bring now shlosha predim, but that's only if it's bimin echad. So what she needs to bring, if she gave the same type to the Kohen, is A, match up to the min that the Kohen had brought, the katas, by mistake. He brought one of those olot. So let's say the two kinim that she had given to the Kohen were Bnei Yonah, and he ruined one of the Bnei Yonah. So now she's going to have to bring another Ben Yonah. But that's not going to be enough, because maybe she had said that I'm going to bring Torin. So she can make up the Bnei Yonah with one bird, and then she has to bring whatever it was that was the opposite mean, in case that was what she had said too, in case that's what she had said to bring her netter from. So she's going to have to bring two olot from the opposite type of species that she had given to the Kohen. So far, so good. So then, Tzricha la'avi od shlosha predim. But that's only if it's bimin echad. How about if what she had given to the Kohen was shnei minim? And now there were two separate things that were given to the Kohen, and she doesn't know what she had committed to give. And further, so initially she would have had to bring shalosh kinim. She would have had to bring six birds, four for her olah, because she didn't remember which one I said. So mitzad ha-sofik, she'll have to bring both Bnei Yonah and Torim, because she's got no choice. And she has to bring now a cane for her chovah, from whatever. And she only brought two. The first one is brought always l'chovah. The second one that was brought was for the neder. One of them was brought as an chatas when it should have been brought as an oila. So therefore, if they're both of them are the same min, it's not such a problem, because she just needs to bring one of the other min and match it up. But if it was two minim, she has to bring four birds, all of which are oila, because she doesn't know which one was the min that was brought at the end for her commitment of a neder. She doesn't know what the Kohen brought. That's the problem. So since she doesn't know what the Kohen brought, so now she doesn't know whether she should be mashlim that min with a tor, or whether she'd be mashlim that min with a ben yonah. Plus, she's also going to have to bring another entire cane, because now she doesn't know what it was that she was mechuyevet to bring. So whatever it is that she brought, she's also going to have to bring the opposite one. So she's going to have to bring the gozel that was lost, plus the other species, because she doesn't know which one she needed. Therefore, she needs to bring Shnei Torim, Shnei Bnei Yonah, and say, you want to call it a tonight, she should say that one of these, if it matches the one that was wrecked by the Kohen as the Korban Chatat, so then it shall take its place. And then the second one is just a gift, Bi'alma, just as a Predah, which you can do. And then the second one is now the one that I have to bring, whichever one it was, because I wasn't sure whether that was the one that I had committed to. This way, Mamanavshach, she's going to be Yotze. So she can't just bring one to make up for the one that the Kohen brought, because she doesn't know which one that was. If she knew which one it was, then she would only have to match up two of the other type, plus the one that was ruined. But since over here, she's not sure which one was ruined. So she has to bring both possibilities. Since she has to bring both possibilities, there needs to be four. Correct? Everything clear so far? Very straightforward. Now let's make things complicated. How about if she was kav'a nidra? So that she said not only that she's going to bring a neder, but she also said that she's going to bring this neder together with her korban that she's bringing as a chova. And she still has all the other issues that she doesn't remember what it was that she had said specifically. So she said, I'm going to bring a cane of, she doesn't remember, what did I say, B'nai Yonar, did I say Tor? But I'm going to bring it together with the kinim that I bring from my chovah. So in other words, what was the purpose of this? To make an impact. I'm going to be bringing three olot at one time. Not only my chiyuv, but also I'm adding to express my thankfulness to the Lord. Okay, good. So now we've got a bigger problem. Because since she was kova'at, her neder, she must bring her neder of an oila together with the oila of the original chovah. If she didn't at the time, then that is mechayev her to bring yet another oila, so that she's bringing a carbon oila of three birds whenever it is that she does bring it. So if she had brought it together with her chova, she would have been yotze with the oila of her chova to bring the neder gadol of shalosh oilas, because that was what her tviut was mechayevet her. In this case, she, by definition, didn't bring it because she doesn't know what happened. She doesn't know if she brought it. That means that whatever she's doing now to make up the original situation has to be made up in a way that it's brought together with another carbon oila that is the match of her chovah. But she committed herself to that.
How do you bring it?
Why not? Yeah, this becomes, no, because we understand that it's the oila part that she's matching, not that really a chovah. So she's saying, whatever that oila was, I want to bring it together with these two olot to make a chash of a korban. So if she did it, she needs still to bring the chash of a korban because she committed herself to a chash of a korban of three. What's that? Kav'am, right, that she was kova'at to bring it together. And that boils down to saying, I'm going to bring a chash of a korban. So in this case, she needs to bring, if it's all one min that she gave the Kohen, so at least we don't get into the other issue. If it's all, yeah, if it's all one min that she gave the Kohen, then she needs to bring five separate birds for Olot. So that means one now, because what did she need to bring initially? She needed to bring one set for the Chova, and if she hadn't gotten the problems of the Kohen messing things up, what did she need to bring? One set for her Karban Chova, and an additional four for her Ola, because she forgot what she said. She forgot if she said to bring Tor, or if she said to bring B'nai Yonah. That's what she should have done. Now, what actually happened is that she hasn't done a darn thing now because of what the Kohen did. Because we don't know if she would have brought only, let's say, one min for her additional neder. She doesn't know whether that was the correct min, and therefore she really didn't do anything. In which case, she's going to have to make up now with the other cane. That's for sure. So she needs to bring another two at this point because she doesn't know what it is that she had been kovah. That's a given under the best of circumstances. The problem is, it's not enough for her at this time to do what she did before, which is, well, no matter what, I'll match it up with this way. If I bring two kinim, Mamanavshah is going to be matching up. I'll make a simple tonight. If the one that needs matching up was the Tor, so I'll match that up, and then I'm going to have the other min to be my korban. And if not, so then it'll be the other min, because I don't remember. That's not going to be good enough in this guy, because she had been kova Kovat. And since she had been Kovat, she has to bring it together with the same min that she had brought originally for her nether. So in that case, thank heavens, it's all the same min. She does not know now. Remember, it's not going to be enough for her to make up her missing olot from the other species, because she has to, when she makes it up, she's going to have to make it up together with another match of the missing ela that was supposed to be brought at the same time. So therefore, she can't get away with the four that we said before. She needs to also bring another ela of the same type that she had brought at the time for her net, for her chova, and that had been given. That's a given. The chova was fine. That he did achas lamala, the achas lamata, and in which case it's the same as the case we had before, but it adds one additional bird, and that additional bird is there as a chiyuv for the matchup for her chova, not the matchup to the missing bird that had been brought by the kohen as a chatas instead of an oil.
Bringing it over again.
Not the whole, just the oil. Just the oil she has to bring again. Now, obviously, you could ask that why can't she just do both together? Let her bring the other species, right? And let her bring one bird from the one that had been brought originally, and then say, Mamanavsha, you could say. If my netter was taurine, okay, I'm bringing the taurine together with the other species that had been brought for the chova. If it was my ben yonah that I had promised, so then, here it is. I'm bringing B'nai Yonah. So this way, I'm Yotzi B'manavshach. I'm going to take that other bird and match it up with that species. So why? The extra one, it can be the one that was there for the species. The reason that this doesn't work is because over here, once you brought the no good one as the chata, he wrecked it, it's not going to help you anymore to mesh. Because a match is trying to utilize a bird that was not the oila that you were going to bring at the time that you brought the large oila. Because you promised to bring two torim plus the ola from your chova. So you say, well, I did. I brought one of them. It's just the other one I didn't bring. Sorry, but you have to start over. Because you were going to bring two Torim together with that other one. And now you only brought one. So what are you going to say? Well, okay, but I'm matching up another one. Plus I'm bringing the one that... And you matching up is from something that was there from before. But you promised to bring it at one time. That's what Kav'ah means. So in the earlier case, it was all very nice. You can match it up and then you were Yotzi. You never said when. You just said, I'm going to be bringing this. Okay, so you did. You brought one at that time, which the Kohen wrecked half of it. So you've got one Preda left. So, I owed two Predot. Okay. So, which one? Okay, whatever one it was, I'll make up for that. But in this case, you're going to have to bring three birds at the same time to be Yotze. And since over here, thank heavens it was Mimin Echad, so I only have to match up one additional bird that was brought for the Chova. So let's say the first birds that I had given were Torim. I'm going to have to bring another Tor that's a given. Set that aside. I'm going to have to bring another Tor with whatever it is that I bring now in order to be Yotze my Neda. So you'll say, okay, now just match up the missing one. No, because matching up means I'm only going to be bringing two birds instead of three, and I promised to bring three at one time. All right, so set aside that bird. What did the Kohen bring originally for your chova, as an ola of your chova? The birds you brought were all Torim, fine. Set aside another Torah. Okay, now, what did you promise to bring? I don't remember. All right. If you don't remember, set aside two Torim to match with that, and set aside two B'nai Yonah to match with that. That way, Maman of Shach, you'll be Yotzi bringing the three birds that you promised to bring. One cane of either Torah Ben Yonah, but you can't remember which, and one to match up the Chova, which you do know, and therefore you're going to match. Clear? Sorry. No, because I might owe it. I can't use something for matching if I may owe it as a separate carbon. But you'd say, why can't I use it for matching the one that had already been brought? It won't help me because I promised to bring them all together. Right, so now I got a real problem. So I have to set aside one to match up with the original chatas that had been brought. What was the matching oila? Let's say it was a tor, if that's what I gave the coin. Set that aside, match it, so whatever it is, tor. I know what that is. So that isn't a problem because it was all mimin echad. So I know what that is. I give, set aside a tor. Now I promise to give two more. Which kind I don't remember. So I need to get four more to be Yotze the two more. I will say, but you already did. what I did didn't count because it wasn't done correctly. I didn't bring a carbon of three olot, so I got to start over again.
Kevin means when Moshe said
Kevin. Yes, that's what the kav amin. So, enochin amin. If I had done this originally, it would all have been very nice. If I would have said, oh my gosh, so here, take another one, to then it would have been fine, but I didn't. So therefore, I'm going to have to bring now five olot, three of one species, two of the other species, and the four of them are for the suffix of what it was that I said, and one of them is for the match of the olat chova. I don't have a problem with the match because I know I only brought four torim when I came to the kohen, or four b'nei yonah. But what about if she doesn't remember even now? She brought shnei minim, and the kohen doesn't remember which one had been done first. Now we don't know what it is that needs to be matched up with the chata. Because if he brought the torim first, then her neder gadol that she was kova'at has to be a, let's say he brought the torim, so it has to be an oila of a tor, plus whatever that was she was going to match, which may be two more torim or two more b'nei yonah. But on the other hand, it might be that he brought the b'nei yonah first, in which case her chova was from b'nei yonah, and she needs to match up a neder gadol of one b'nei yonah with two torim, or maybe one b'nei yonah of two b'nei yonah plus two b'nei yonah. Now this is all if it's b'min echad, but how about if it's b'shnei minim? How about if she gave two separate minim, then she's got to bring six. So now she, because she doesn't know which one was given first. The one that was given first was given for the chova. So she's got to match it up. Plus, she also has to bring the four birds, two b'nei yonah and two torim, in order to match up. How about if she gave all these birds to Kohen, but she has no idea what she gave him? So nitanam la Kohen. And she has no idea what she gave to the Kohen. Ve'ina yodat manatna. The Kohen went ahead and did everything, but he can't remember what he did.
Senior moments.
Ve'ina yodea ma'asa. And the Kohen takes these birds. So in other words, at this point, she brought her four birds, and she doesn't remember if it was one set of B'nai Yonah, one set of Torim, or whether they were both. He doesn't know whether he did all of them Lamala as Olot, all of them Lamata as Chata'ot, or maybe he did half Lamala and half Lamata. So therefore, she wasn't even Yotzei her Chova in this case. In the other cases, since she gave Achas Lamata, Achas Lamala, she was Yotzei her Chova. But what if the Kohen had given all of them Lamala, let's say, so she never brought a Chatas? What if the Kohen had brought all of them Lamata, in which case she never brought an Oila? So now she's going to have to make up her Karban Chova. Forget about just the issue of being Yotzei her Neder. So then she's going to have to bring down Tzricha Arba'a Predim Linidra. So she definitely has to bring four birds. She always had to bring four birds for her netter because she was Misupeket. If she was going to bring two B'nei Yonah or two Torim for Olot. So that's a given. She for sure has to bring those four. Those are the old four that we've been speaking until now. Plus, she's going to have to bring Shtayim L'chovata. She's also going to have to bring, besides that, two birds Olot for her match to her chova, because it's possible, she doesn't know what happened, but it's possible that the Kohen already brought her chata, because maybe he brought all the birds Lamata, in which case that one bird that was kosher Lamata as a carbon chata, she would have been Yotzei, and she has to bring an Oila to match that chata, and she doesn't know what that chata is. So because of that, she's going to have to bring also an Oila and a Ben Yonah with a T'nai, that if this is the bird that matches my Chatati, then this should be the Oila that is coming for my Chova, and the other one should be a Neder, a Nedava. If it's the other one that matches my chatat, it should be the one that's coming now to be Yotzei Mei Chova, and this one should be the Nedava. That way, Mamanavshach shall be Yotzei her Chiyuv, plus she will also be Yotzei the Oila that she needed to bring together with it, and that is going to be matching up the one that she needs to bring for her Oila, at this, for her Neder, that is to say, that she promised as Olot at the same time. So since she has no way to know which one was which, she has to also bring this way Mamanavshach. In other words, if the first one that the Kohen brought was Torim, and he brought perhaps an Oila Lamala, of those Torim. So then that means that that was her chova, and now she's got a problem with her chatas, which we'll see in a moment, but she'll have to bring her chatas. So now she's bringing the together with this one, because of her kviut, she's bringing this to match up the other one. And she's going to bring the four other ones, b'mother shachti b'yotzi that. If, on the other hand, let's say it was a ben yona, and now she's supposed to bring, together with her other four, which are really two, but turned into four, she was supposed to bring a ben yona, she is bringing a ben yona. On the tzad that all of them had been brought as chataot, and now she has to bring an oila that matches the one that was brought, so she is matching it up. She's matching it up now. Mamonashach. Therefore, whatever it is that she's using to match up to her chatas is going to be the big oila that she promised, that the match up to her chatas oila will be brought together with her chovot. So this way, Mamonashach, it was yotze, because whichever one she needed to match, or even if this is the new one, what's the difference? She's bringing it for the first time, in case all of it was, maybe everything was possible as far as it, she's bringing it for the first time, or maybe she's bringing it now to match up to the chatas. But the bottom line is, there's no way she can go wrong, because she was yotze the neder with two torim and two b'nei yonah, memanefshach, and she's yotze the kfiyut that she had made to bring it together with the neder gadol, with one tor and one ben yonah, which is definitely going to match up memanefshach, the chiev that had been brought for her originally, that she's bringing now together with them, and therefore she's going to be yotze her kviut. Now the only thing that's missing is that how does she know that she even had a chatat that was brought? Memela, she will have to also bring chatat echat that she can bring from either min. Why? Apparently, because even though we brought an olat chova and we don't know which one is the match to the chatat, so you would say then that would be mechayver to bring two chataot, not one chatat. In this case, however, it's not a problem because this is the sheet of the Rabbanan as opposed to Benazai, we'll see in a moment. The sheet of the Rabbanan is that everything is defined if the chatas is brought one way. So then that defines the oila. But if the oila is brought one way, that does not define the chatas. And therefore, you don't have to worry over here about matching up the chatas to whatever it was that the kohen had brought. Maybe the kohen, the chatchila, had brought everything as an oila, and her chovat ola was brought. So therefore, you'll say, oi, so it means I have to bring two chataot to match up either the oila of X or the oil of Y? I don't. Because even though the chatat is kovat the olah is not kovat the chatat. Okay, this is sugya in kinim. We don't have to worry about it right now. Right. So therefore, no matter what, since she brought two olot, those one of them is going to definitely be the right one to match up to her nidarim of olot, and over here she would be yotze whatever it is that her chatas is. So that means that she's going to have to bring all together over here, where she doesn't know, six olot and one chatat, total of seven births. According to Ben Azai, who holds that you do have to match up the chatas to the oila, and not only the oila to the chatas, according to Ben Azai, she's going to have to bring eight births, because she needs to bring two chataot, but that's the only added complication, because again, Mamonavshak, she's bringing at this time a bird that matches, because she's bringing one extra oil of a tor, one extra oil of a ben yonah, and she's matching it up to the shnei torim and shnei ben yonah that she was bringing mitzad ha-sofik from the chiyuv that she had originally, and therefore there's no way that she can go wrong. And what does this have to do with Rabbi Yeshua? Nothing. Comes along now Rabbi Yeshua and closes the Masechta by saying, you see, things get more complicated when they're no longer functional. And this is the old saying, the live animal is good for going moo, and that's all it can do. But once it dies, wow, it automatically gets seven different sounds. Because now it's got two horns, so now they can be made into two different types of horns that you can blow on to make tomato sounds. And it's got two thigh bones, which you may play a nice Chinese bone flute from each one of them. And its guts can be turned into strings for a violin. And its skin can be turned into drums. And its stomach can be turned into thicker strings for the navel. And this thing is amazingly versatile. Yisrael in its death to an extent that it couldn't have dreamed of in its life. So look at this. You start off with a simple debtor, and you end up needing to bring seven different birds. Anyway, to make that kind of comment, you better be the author. It shows that Rabbi Yeshua is the author. So now, getting back to our question, if indeed Rabbi Yeshua is the author, how do we explain the fact that when we got mixed up and we had a cane that was mefureshet, that we don't know, there was no way of knowing whether the chatas had been brought lamala or lamata, that we can't use it at all. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the way we understand it, the din should be that even if it, the worst case would be that we took the oila and we brought it lamata, what's the problem? It would still be kosher as a chatas. But we said, throw that all out, it doesn't count. The only thing that counted was the stuma. But now that's not true. It's not the suma. It's a suma plus a chatas from the mefureshet. Not the one that was mefuresh, which one owns which, but the one in which only the carbon was mefuresh. That was our question. The only way that you had to get out of it was to claim that it wasn't stated by Rabbi Yeshua. But now I'm showing you that it was stated by Rabbi Yeshua because he is the author of Kinim, which means now we're going to have to rethink, instead of listening to Rav Ada Bar Ava's approach and say that Rabbi Yeshua clearly meant to be machshir this oila as a chatas, since it was brought a shem chatas, lamata michut hasikra, with a malika of a chatas, besimen echad, with a hazoya of a chatas, instead of a mitzvah, it clearly is a chatas. Apparently that's not true. There's got to be another reason why we're not moiled, because otherwise there should be an additional carbon that's kosher according to Rabbi Yeshua. Answers the Gemara, Eimar the Amar Rabbi Yeshua leafuka midei ni'ilah. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? He said in mo'alimba. Did he ever say that it's kosher for the chova? No. I mean, obviously the change of the yi'ud of the bird from a carbon oila to a carbon chatas cannot address the bringing of this bird as the chatas that I was supposed to bring from my chova. It was donated as an ola. It's an absurdity to say that since it became a chatas, therefore it is my chatas. It's not your chatas. The only question is, does it find approval in the eyes of the Lord to be a korban that is yesh lashat heter, not for you, but to define it as a properly done korban? This is a bird that is a properly brought bird. That's all. And since it's a properly brought bird, but you'll say, but this guy said it was an oila. So how did it? Well, I didn't say it was his chatas. I just said that it matches the rules of a chatas, and therefore it's kosher as a chatas. I never said that it could be kosher in order to be yotzei your chiyah. That's all. This is a question whether we're talking about a D'oraisa, we're talking about a D'rabbanan. The Tosfos considers both possibilities. Okay, continues now our president.
Dr. Heineke Mishnah.
Let's, even though there's some who put this piece at the end of the Mishnah, it's not terribly, terribly important in terms of the, everybody agrees that this is what it needs to say. So let's just read it as it is. Kol ha-bisulim shebalku. We've been talking about Malika as a unique din, which is chal only on birds and only in the Beit HaMikdash and only by a Kohen. Now, there's a general rule that we've seen many times, which is that even when something is possible, as long as the act is still defined as an act for something, the malik is a kosher act, and what is that something? Well, always the ultimate something was, is it good enough for im olu lo yerd? If it's good enough to make it the food of the Mizbeach, in terms of not needing to take it off of the Mizbeach, because once it's up there, we don't take it back down, then already was an act that has some level of validity, and that validity means that at least this is not an Avela, even though it's not a kosher carbon. A zar, an onain, a balmum, a pasul person, a kohen pasul, an orel, a tame, all the list that we had before. So all of those psulim who do the malika is pasul, but it's not, the bird is not matame bebet abliya. At least it's not considered to be, is straight out in the veil. Malak bismal, Obalaila. So if you do the malika with your left hand, you do the malika at night, which is not the time for bringing the carb. Or you do shchita of a chulin bird in the azara, or shchita of kachim out of the azara, a bird. In those cases, it is also not metame bebeit havliya, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara. But if malak besakin, if you went ahead and you used a knife to do malika, that's not an act of malika at all. If you went ahead and did a malika on chulin in the azara, which is, you'll say, since the azara is a mokum of malika, so at least it would be a malika for chulin? No. If you did malika on kachim bachutz, so you'll say, well, kachim at least is a thing that you do malika? No. Torin shelo igia zmanam. The reason that there's a difference between a tor and a ben yona is because the ben yona has to be the ben, so it's prior to sexual maturity. The Gemara in Chulin gives the simonim how to know the maturity of the bird. And the tor has to be an adult, so they're opposite. The tor versus the ben yona. And therefore the tor, which is not yet old enough, shelo igia zmanam, it's not roy for a carbon. If it's not roy for a carbon, you might as well be being melech Chulin, because you're certainly not being melech a carbon of kachim. And bnei yona, who are already too old, so then they are not kachim birds anymore, they're not royal mizbeach, or a bird that is a mechusar aver, so that's the equivalent of the balmum. It lost a wing, yafshagapa, or its eye was blinded, or its foot was cut off, nikta aragla. This is not a kosher bird for the mizbeach. And therefore, if you do a malika on it, it's not the equivalent of doing shchita on a treifa, let's say, which will be metairet midei nevela. It's simply like stabbing it through the heart. You didn't do anything to be machsheret. It's a typical nevela, and it's metame bebeit habliya. Ze haklal, the general rule to remember, and we'll see that this is a very confusing general rule, because it does not cover all of the cases in the Mishnah. Specifically, the issue of the shchita of the kachim b'fnim and so on is not included here. But kol shepsulo ba kodesh, meaning that when it was brought into the kachim, it was okay, and then something went wrong with it. So then it's going to be im ala lo yered, and because of that, ein matame bebeit habliya. We've seen this many times before, where the psula is bekodesh, im ala lo yered. Lo ya psula bekodesh, matame bebeit habliya. We're going to discuss in the Gemara exactly what this is adding on in both directions, the psula bekodesh and lo psula bekodesh. But pashtus, it means that it was kosher for a korban, and then something happened to it. But if it was not kosher for a korban at all, then that's not called a problem of kodesh. It's three kodesh problems. It's not even roy for a korban. Omar Rav, smol v'layla, if you went ahead and shechted molek with a left hand, or in the middle of the night, then ein metamin bebeit habliya, because im alu lo yerdu. But if a non-kohen did the malika, or if a kohen even used a knife for a malika, that's bichlal not a malika. And therefore it's metamin bebeit habliya, because they're even im alu yerdu. Explain the difference. Why do you say that small is considered to be some element of malika that at least im olu lo yered? I assume is because since on Yom HaKippurim, and we used this svara earlier, since on Yom HaKippurim the Kohen Gadol has no choice but to carry the turret in the left hand, because he's going to now be using both of his hands at the same time, so something's going to have to be carried in his left hand. Normally he has to carry in his right. But since over here he takes the kaf in his left hand, so that means that shows that in the broadest sense, such a thing is, under specific conditions, at least an act of Aveda in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore it's at least good enough, even where it wasn't really legal, it's at least good enough that if it was Ola, it was Lo Yered. But, I mean, that's also true about Laila. Yes, I assume Laila is because, well, Laila at least is a zman that's kosher for Evarim Gupadorim. So therefore you said Laila, also the Malikim ala lo yered. But why not say that the Tzar also is considered to be kosher, because the Tzar Nami itle hekshera b'shchita? Look, I mean, you can use a zar if you need to, because if you use the zar to do the shechita, you would be kosher. So he should at least be good enough that if he's used for the malika, it should be kosher to the extent that he malo lo yered. And therefore, it should also not be metame bebet abliyah, because these two things are interdependent. Shechita, says the Gemara, what does it have to do with anything? Of course, it's because of a shechita. But shechita is not an aveda. You do shechita for everything. Shechita is not an aveda. So then how do you explain the fact that Omer Rabbi Zera, shechita of the Pora Aduma with a czar is posel? If shechita is not an aveda, how could a czar ever be posel for it? And the basis for that in the posik is, as Rav pointed out, machvi Rav Allah. Look, it says to bring it bifnei Elazar HaKohen is what it says. Vishachata. And it means that it needs to be Elazar who does the shechita. And the whole parsha of Pora Aduma starts with Zot Chukat HaTorah. And wherever it says the word Chukah, it means that it is B'diavad also Ma'akev. So how do you explain that? Clearly it's got to be an Aveda if there's anything that we can find that is sensitive to a czar's doing it. So then the fact that we could sometimes have a czar do it, namely by normal kachet, normal korbanos as opposed to the Pora Aduma, that should be enough. Says, so like, well, what's that? Pora. What does Pora have to do with proving something is an Aveda? I mean, Pora is only kachet bedek abaye. It's not a korban. It's not brought in the Beit HaMikdash at all. So isn't that a kal v'chomer? It's a kosher cane then, right? I mean, if kotche bedek abayit would require kuhuna. So, alachat kama v'kama, kotche mizbeach would require kuhuna, and nonetheless a czar is kosher. So therefore that shows that if a czar would do malika, even though normally he's not kosher, since he's kosher for shkita, he should be good enough at least that the malika should be im ola lo yered, and therefore it should not be metame bebet abliyah. What kind of argument is this? Next time you want to tell me that a Kohen who is necessary in order to paskin the halacha of Negaim, that this is an Aveda, and that a czar who is paskin's Negaim is doing an Aveda? What, are you crazy? It has nothing to do with it. It happens to be. There's a din of a Kohen. What does that have to do with anything? So you found a case that something needs a Kohen. So therefore, if that case would be Kachim, it must be an Aveda. Well, it's not kosher, and neither is Mar'ot Negaim. It's a completely secular act that happens to require a Kohen. So if you have a Bedek Habayit act that requires a Kohen, this reflects in some way on the din of Kachim in the Azara, that Shechita is an Aveda. I'm sorry, it doesn't follow at all. I mean, I couldn't bring you anywhere that the concept of Kohuna may extend beyond Aveda. I'd understand you'd get confused. But for heaven's sakes, you read two parshiot in the Torah that are all about a Kohen doing things that has nothing to do with Aveda. And now you're telling me that since this is what it says by the Pora Aduma, therefore it's important. Forget about that argument. Midi dahave amarot negaim, where it's not an Aveda by Kohuna. Well, I guess that's true, but let me ask you something. If a czar does malika on a bama, I was going to see that it's not so partial that you bring birds on a bama. But if you go like the Mount Yarmouth that you bring birds on a bama, then a czar, since there's no din of kahuna on a bama, then a czar would actually be doing malika on a bama. So what do you do about that? Well, we can't learn out from a bama. I mean, we're talking about the Azor. Really? We can't learn out from a bama. May I remind you that we had a braita before that said, Minayin leyotse she'im ala lo yered. How do we know that if a korban became pasul by taking it out of its mechitzot, which of course means you're not supposed to put it on the mizbeach, that if you did put it on the mizbeach, you won't remove it from the mizbeach, and im ala lo yered, because, continues the braita, she'are yotse kasher b'mama. So obviously we do use of the bama as an example. So what are you saying? Well, like what we said before. In reality, if you recall, we had a contradiction. Zot Torah Ta'olah. From there we learn Zot Torah Ta'olah means under any and all circumstances, right? Even if it was done wrong, it still remains on the Mizbeah. But, as we also pointed out there, Zot is a miut, Ha'olah is a miut, He Ha'olah is another miut. So now, which one is included in the Torah that no matter what, imala lo yered, and which ones are included in the but not these cases? So we're looking here to balance out. That's a whole different issue. We're not learning it out from the Bama. We're just coming to conclude which one is more likely to have been included in the Torah Tolah, and which one would have been included in the miut of only this, but not anything else. So there, the Tana was relying on Zot Torah Tolah Samichle, but he certainly wasn't start stamsing mitzaras for a while. You know, if it's kosher b'boma, then certainly imala lo yered. It's because he has this pasuk. So therefore, when it comes over here to Malika, that does not follow at all. Was according to Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zar. Actually, I disagree with Rav. And if the Zar does the Malika, then Imola lo yered, and it will not be Tamei b'beit habliyah. Whereas Sakin is totally not an act of Malika, and it would be Metame b'beit habliyah. Now, the question of how we work this out into the Mishnah, and into the klal of the Mishnah, Zeh HaKlal, that is for the next time. Toshma ha'isha shamra harei alai kain imelei zachar. Yalda zachar, maybe ashtekit achat l'nidra v'achat l'chovata. Netanatan l'kohen, ha'kohen tzrich lasotan shalosh l'mala v'achat l'mata. Lo asakem. Ela asar shtayim l'mala v'shtayim l'mata v'lo nimlach tzrich ha'shatevi od preida achat v'takrivena l'mala, and that's if it's Mimin Achad, now of course it's Mishnei Minim, then she would need to bring Shtayim in order to make sure that she was a match. If Pirsha Nidra, so then she would need to be Mevi Tichalavir Od Shlosha Pridin, assuming that she gave the coin Min Achad. If she gave the coin Arba, I mean Shnei Minim, then she would need to bring Arba. If she would, besides being Pirsha Nidra and doesn't remember what, she was also Kav'anidra, so then she needs to also match an Eila Gedola of three birds, so she would need to bring Ot Chamesh Pridim Lemala, all Olot, and this is all if, assuming we know that she gave the Kohen Min Echad, and we know what that mean is. But if she gave Shnei Minim to the Kohen, and we don't know which one would need it to be matched up to the Chovah, so, or which one was the chovah that needed matching up to, I should say, then she needs to bring sheish. Now, how about if nitanatana kohen and she has no idea what? And furthermore, the kohen went ahead and he did it and he has no idea what he did. He might have done everything lamala, he might have done everything lamata, he might have done chetzila, but has no idea. So then she needs first straight out arba pradib l'nidra, I mean, that would have been no matter what. Since she has no idea what would match chovata, she needs another two for the chovah. And she also would need to bring a chatas, because there may be no chatas at all that was brought either. And that doesn't have to be matched, because she's bringing over here her ola from whatever she wanted, and maman of shach if the chatas had been brought. So she brought one of each kind, and maman of shach she brought one of each kind, which is the match to the four, which two of which are her original net. So she's covered from all sides. Except that Benazir Omer, you need two chataot, because in the event that the Ola had already been brought properly by the Kohen, you need to match up the same species of chatas, and you don't know what that is. Omar Rabbi Yoshua, and this is our proof that the Stam Mishnah in Kini is Rabbi Yoshua, Zeu Shamru Kishu Chai Kolo Echad, answers the Gemara, the reason that we said before that the Kain Mefureshet is not kosher because maybe the oil was done lamata is true even on the Ben Rabbi Yoshua, because Emer de Amar Rabbi Yoshua lafuka midei mi'ila, but did he ever say lamesek le'lechova? No. So lamesek le'lechova mi'amar, and therefore this is a naive question. How in the world would she be able to be yotze on the bird that she brought for an oila and be yotze or chiyuv v'chova? Kol ha'pesulim shemolku malikatan pesula ve'eino metama bebet ablia malak besmol o balayla shachat chulin bifnim, birds v'kotchim b'chutz birds, einan mitamot b'beit ha'bliya, malak b'sakin, that's b'chlal not malika, malak chulin b'fnim, which is absurd because they're not royal malika, or malak kotchim b'chutz, which is absurd because b'chutz is not a mokam, that is shayach to malika, or malak torim, which are not korbanot because lo higia zmanah, or malak b'nei onah, which was already over zmanah, or he was malak, a bird that was a ba'alad mum in the sense that it's b'chuseret aver, so it's yavshagapa, nismeit inna, nikta aragla, so it's a gross mum, then all of the above cases is b'chlal nara malika, and it's b'tama b'beit ha'bliya. Zakla, kol shepisulo b'kodesh, eno metabe b'beit ha'bliya. Lo haya pisulo b'kodesh, metame b'beit ha'bliya. Omar Rav, small v'layla indeed is not metame b'beit ha'bliya because he ma'olu lo yerdu, but zar v'sakin or metame b'beit ha'bliya. Now, why do you say small? I assume itech sher b'yom ha'kippur. Why do you say layla? I assume because itech sher b'yavarim u'pedorim every day. But, I mean, Zarnami at least eat like b'shchita, and therefore his malika should also be at least enough to be him olo lo yerdu. No, shchita, what does that prove? Shchita is not an aveda. Shchita is not an aveda. Amar Abizera, shchitat para is posu bizarre, and Rav pointed out that the posuk for this is Elazar, where it says that v'shachata, and it says there zot chukata Torah. What does that have to do with it? A pora is not a carbon. A pora is kachi b'rekabayit. No, so it's a kalvachomer. If kachi b'rekabayit requires kuna, kachi mizbeah for sure should require kuna. And yet the zar is kosher, which shows that there is one place where zar is kosher for avoda. Oh, Rav Shisha, Bray Ravita, what does that prove? Midinavi amarot negayim. Is somebody going to say marot negayim is an avodah? Nonetheless, it's boy kuna. Okay, so then let's look at the fact that a czar that does a malika on a bum is kosher. No, you can't learn out from a bum. That's not a halacha v'malo lo yered in the Beit HaMikdash. Is that so? V'atani midayin lo yotze. She'im ala lo yered, share yotze kasher b'bama. Yeah, that's not because it's a straight-out svara. It's because the Tana was relying on zot Torah to'ola sabichlet. Rabbi Yochanan is chilek entirely on Rav, and he says a zar is not metame bebet abliya. A sakin is indeed metame bebet abliya.